presents Ted Mack and the Original Amateur Hour.
The Gong Show, American Idol, or Star Search. Bah, humbug. These were far from America's original amateur shows. Let's reach way back to when the Phillies' Chuck Kline led the National League with a .368 batting average, and Jimmy Fox of the A's led the American League with 48 homers. The year was 1933, and Major Bowe's Original Amateur Hour premiered on New York radio. 30,000 acts auditioned for Major Bowe's in 1934 on CBS. Although most acts never made it following Major Bowe's, there were several notable exceptions. 1937, a young Francis Albert Sinatra teamed with three instrumentalists to form the Hoboken Four and won the Major Bowe's Open. At age 10 in 1939, Beverly Sills captured a Major Bowe's victory with a great rendition of a Mozart aria. Major Bowe's hosted until his death in 1946. That's when Ted Mack, a talent scout and director for Major Bowe's, took over the show, bringing it to the Dumont Television Network in 1946. Ted Mack's show was one of a handful of programs to run on all four networks. The Amateur Hour attracted thousands from around the country to Radio City Music Hall. If you made it through an audition, you competed on the program, with viewers calling in and sending postcards to determine winners. Three-time winners won cash prizes, scholarships, or a chance to be in the Ted Mack traveling stage shows. Paul Winchell, Teresa Brewer, Pat Boone, and Gladys Knight each got started on the Ted Mack Amateur Hour, which finished its long run in 1970. And yes, Chuck Barris brought back Major Bowe's infamous radio rejection gong with his 1970s gong show. Radio and television amateur shows recalled professionally by Movie House Productions. We'll be right back.